Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Eat yourself better! that tells you what to tape on your bishop. How do you know the frogs you miss are worse than those you single out? And what do you do when the rental's off and your bottom rack is full of biz? Of programs you will they look at the way they act as a sheer delight. Cardboard copyright, make it right. Panic in Saddam, panic in Wardour, panic in Granada land, panic all over by the wretched time shooters. And my delight, one starry night, the powers that be, I'll have to meet and have no choice but to eat each other.
Eat yourself bitter.
Eat each other.
Eat yourself bitter.
The secret straight back ogre entered, his brain aflame with all the dreams it had conjured, it had conjured, it had conjured, it had conjured.
Yeah, Six in the morning, don't want to wake. Sun laying low and the world sleeping late. Hate like the river runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. From seven, the week's hardly mine. The alarm clock's gone over to enemy lines. Waste my time working for cowards and creeps. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Birds at my window sing in the dawn. By the time that I'm home, all this day will be gone. Spend my life sowing what others will reap. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you. can pretend I don't. I'm trying my best to be the worst that anything people want. Cause I love being strange, it's an easy fit for me. Where are all the other friends living now? Fishing for nets, we got a live one, always pushing the boat.
shadowed, he was floating in ether. He was floating down chatting. The driver got out his mobile phone, pointing. He was lying on the road, bleeding. He became a passing text that buzzed across the party's phones and lips.
I love you, never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Two, my on the shore. Barney's got a job now, have you heard? He's busy stacking shelves down at the local superstore. They say he never cracks a smile or says a word. That boy is weird, lives in a dream world of his own, building crazy piles of junk that reach up high into the sky. Till they served him with an Asbo and he cried. When they asked him why he did it, you won't credit what he said. He was only making pictures of the inside of his head. Well, it's time that he grew up and settled down. Settled down. Barney's having trouble, so they say. The lads he has to work with are complaining he's no fun. They like to laugh and joke, but that's not Barney's way. They can't see why he always wants to be alone. So they started taking bets on who'd be first to make him laugh. Told him jokes, put funny faces, acted daft. But they couldn't raise a smile, and so they threatened him instead. Now it's laugh, you bugger, laugh, or we'll break your bleeding head. Well, I hope he doesn't let them get him down. Get him down. Barney's burnt his boats now, that's for sure. When they opened up this morning, they were shocked at what they found. It's like he's playing all the same games as before. This time he's gone too far. They'll make him pay for what he's done. Smiley faces in tomato sauce were painted on the walls, and a giant tree was sprouting from the floor, made from bottles, tins, fish fingers, frozen burgers, loaves of bread. I just can't imagine what goes on inside that poor boy's head. What made him turn the whole place upside down? Upside down.
Oh, your sons and daughters, where are they going with games and fun? Where are they going, your sons and daughters, where are they going with games and fun? Under the moon, over and on, under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone. They're going for soldiers, sons and daughters, going to fight and carry a gun. They're going for soldiers, sons and daughters, going to fight and carry a gun. Under the moon, over and dawn, under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone. Why are they going, your sons and daughters? Why are they going with fife and drum? Why are they going, your sons and daughters? Why are they going with fife and drum? Under the moon, over and dawn, under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone. They're off to the fighting, sons and daughters, fighting a war that cannot be won. They're off to the fighting, sons and daughters, fighting a war that cannot be won. Under the moon, over and dawn, under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone. Will they come back, your sons and daughters? Will they come back while they're still young? Will they come back, your sons and daughters? Will they come back while they're still young? Under the moon, over and dawn, under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone. Only a few of them, sons and daughters, passage of death will wait for none. Only a few of them, sons and daughters, passage of death will wait for none. Under the moon, over and dawn, under the moon and the rising sun, we cannot go back, so says everyone. Only a few daughters and sons, passage of death will wait for none, we cannot go back, so says everyone.
1 2 1 2, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Dreadful story you soon shall hear. All off to London she made her way, for she was bound to serve it made to be. She went until she come unto some squires, all and loudly there she did knock and call. I hear you want a servant, she said, well, I am Betsy, a serving maid. And the squire had one only son, and very soon Betsy's heart he won. Betsy being both blithe and fair, this poor boy's heart she did ensnare. So on Sunday evening he took his time, and unto Betsy he told his mind. He swore by oaths, he swore by stars above, 'tis you, sweet Betsy, 'tis you I love. But the old woman, hearing him say so, it filled her heart with both grief and woe. We must contrive to send her away, to be a slave all in America. So on Monday morning this old woman arose, crying, Betsy, go gather up your clothes. I am going some friends to see, and only you, Betsy, shall go with me. And they went until they come unto some seaport town. Ships were sailing all up and down. A ship was hailed, and in she went. Poor Betsy sailed then in discontent. This old woman come home, it's welcome home, mother cried her son. Welcome home, mother, on every side, but where is Betsy, the serving maid? Oh son, said she, your heart's delight is all on the sea. For I'd rather see my son lying dead than see him married to a serving maid. A few days later this poor boy fell sick, so very sad all in bed was he. They could not cure him, though all they tried. He called on Betsy, and then he died. And when she saw her son lying dead, she wrung her hands and she tore her head. If I could see my son rise again, I'd send for Betsy across the main.